Tom Titty House, how can I help you?
Hi, it's Becky from Family First Care. I was calling you regarding Deborah Drumheller.
Hello?
Hi, it's Becky from Family First Care.
Hi.
Is this Deborah?
Yes.
Hey, how are you today?
We apologize, lady, answer the phone. I get a lot of scam calls and we didn't recognize
the
number.
Don't worry about it. All good. I called you because I wanted to help you out. Did you get a chance to schedule the AAA assessment yet?
No, but I'm going to be calling AAA at the beginning of the month and see if I can get a... I was going to have another vehicle and I want to put insurance on both of them. Like, I have insurance on them now, but I don't, I might not have insurance on the first of the month.
But you're getting another vehicle?
Yeah, we might be getting a red Chevy Blazer. We're not sure of the year or anything yet, so I'll have to get that information for you.
Okay, so, wait, you said a white Chevy. I couldn't really hear you.
A red Chevy Blazer.
Okay, and that's in addition to the car you have now?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I hope it will be approved financially, meaning I don't know if that would make your assets be above $8,000. Not sure how that works, but the county will determine that later on.
If I have AAA right now. My daughter's paying my AAA for me.
She surprised me with it. Oh, that's so nice.
And,
hold on. I'm realizing that we're talking about a different AAA. We're not talking about the AAA as in car insurance. Basically, I'm calling from the home care agency. Becky from home care. Faggy used to speak to you.
Oh.
So basically, the way it works is there's two assessments. The first assessment is a health assessment, right? That was already completed. I could tell you when you did that. It was on it was a while ago, July 11th. And we're still waiting for the second assessment to be done. Now, we call the second assessment
the
AAA. What do you say?
What's the second one that has to be done?
So the second one has to be scheduled. It doesn't look like you're scheduled in yet. So I wanted to know if you needed help calling and scheduling yourself in for one.
How do I do that?
Okay, let me get you there. One second.
All right, hold on a second, honey. Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, I had my
grandson for like about a week, because I wanted to spend time with him.
One second.
I hate that. Sounds like somebody knocking at the door. I heard a faint. I'm sorry, ma'am.
One second.
I just got back from an appointment for Jenny.
You specify, Mom. She don't know who Jenny is. There's plenty of Jennys.
My daughter. My youngest daughter. And, I was getting really tired, and so I pulled the car over, and I had her drive because she was in the car with me, and she has a permit. My grandson was in the car, and I didn't want to have an accident.
So listen.
But the second vehicle will be in my name because she only has her permit, and we don't think we can put it in her name.
Okay, it would be better if it wasn't in your name, by the way, just because it would be considered another asset to you. But if that's the only way you could do it, then, you know, that's all we could do. For now, what I'm going to do, Deborah, is I'm going to transfer you to the AAA assessment line. Okay, you're going to call. I'm going to call for you. You'll say, hi, I'm calling to schedule the second assessment, and they'll know what to do. They're just going to ask you a couple questions to verify your information. Okay?
Okay.
And then when you're
is
done that phone call,
I need to do?
No, just answer the questions they ask you.
Okay.
Okay. Then when you're done with that phone call, you'll give me a call back and tell me what they told you, like what date you're scheduled in for, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so hold on. Let me get you connected, okay? Hold on.